Okay, welcome to Act It Tonight. There were 18 characters posted, and the contestants are all going to be auditioning for the characters. They each had three lines. We're going to take it character by character, and then Chagatry and I are going to talk at the end of all the auditions per character. So character number one is named Randy Johns, and he's a 15-year-old emo kid. So that's what we're going to be auditioning for first. Whoever gets the part, whoever would get the part if this was a real audition, is going to get 3 points. Our second favorite will get 2 points. Our third favorite will get 1 point for each character. The four lowest scoring people tonight will be up for elimination. We will eliminate somebody from that. So good luck, everybody. First up for the role of Malice is Actor Man.
You don't know what it's like to be laughed at every time you say Robert Smith or Jack Skellington. Just once, I wanted people to listen to what I say and not the sound my swollen lips make on essays. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine. Poop lips! I'm so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person who calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
Dark Wolf, you're up next.
You don't know what it's like to be laughed at every time you say Robert Schmidt or Jack Skellington. Just once I want people to listen to what I say and not the sound my swollen lips make on eshes. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we're more like Harry and Ron, but I just want you to know that you're my heroine. Poop lips! I am so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
Next up is Russ.
You don't know what it's like to be laughed at every time you say Robert Smith or Jack Skellington. Just once, I want people to listen to what I say and not to sound my swollen lips make an effort. Both of Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys of straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you are my heroine. Poop lips! I am so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be written in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
Rye Guy, you're up.
You don't know what it's like to be laughed at every time you say Robert Smith or Jack Skellington. Just once I want people to listen to what I say and not to sound my swollen lips make on ashes. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron, but I just want you to know you're my heroine. Poop lips. I'm so sick of hearing poop lips. The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book.
Sam Haft, take it.
You don't know what it's like to be laughed at every time you say Robert Smith or Jack Skellington. Just once I want people to listen to what I say and not the sound my swollen lips make on S's. We're so Edward and Bella. I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine. Poop lips! I'm so sick of hearing poop lips! Next person that calls me that is gonna be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not wanna be in my burn book!
Motley Fool, you're up.
You don't know what it's like to be laughed at every time you say Robert Smith or Jack Skellington. This month, I want people to listen to what I say and not the sound my swollen lips make on the S's. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron, but I just want you to know, you're my heroine. Poop lips. I'm so sick of hearing poop lips. The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book.
And Sonic Mega, you're the last one auditioning for this character. Go for it.
You don't know what it's like to be laughed at every time you say Robert Smith or Jack Skellington. Just once, I want people to listen to what I say and not the sound my swollen lips make on S's. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine. Poop lips! I am so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
All right, guys. This is already going to be epic one tonight. I very much enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do it 17 more times.
Me too.
So I'm going to give you guys like a quick note for each person, and then we'll say who we cast. And Tracy, I guess I'll give notes too. Actor Man, I liked your lisp. I totally bought you as a 15-year-old emo kid. What about you for Actor Man, Tracy?
I thought you had really nice emotion. I actually like generally love how you handle emotion. And I thought that your lisp sounded a lot more natural than a lot of the other ones we heard. So, yeah.
Dark Wolf, your lisp reminded me of Peter Brady. Actor sounded like it more like it was coming from the lips, and yours sounded more like the teeth and the mouth. And if you read the bio, his lips were swollen because he tried to pierce his lip with a bobby pin.
Right.
That was my issue with yours. Otherwise, I like the reading.
I thought that you sounded like you were an old man because you were pressing the teeth more than the lips. So.
Yeah. Russ, your lisp was a little so much that it was hard to understand, but it was really funny. The second line was a little rushed sounding, though, and didn't sound as real as I would have liked it. That's like his big serious moment.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Rye Guy, I like the slow, like goth emo talking you were kind of doing for the character. He sounded like a chain smoker, though. It was real rough and right.
Yeah.
I like the reading of Burn Book a lot, though. It was really funny.
Yeah, I like that you went all creepy on the last part. Sam?
Sam, I liked how emo and whiny you sounded, and also you sounded like a 15-year-old, and I like how whiny, especially on that last line. That last line was really funny.
Yeah, and your lisp was really easy to understand and everything, and I love the poop line, the poop lips line.
It's really funny. Motley, you sounded like Cartman the way you're pronouncing things, and I think the lisp was stressed too much. It was funny, but it was a little bit too much and too cartoony for me.
I thought that it sounded like a black slur.
What's that?
Like somebody who is slurring the black race with their acting skills.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, I watched a bit too many. I watched Song of the South, I guess, okay. Too much. Anyway, Sonic Mega.
Mega, your lisp was good, and it was almost underpronounced, and I liked that. Cause it was there, but it wasn't like the main. You weren't stressing it. I liked your voice a lot, too. Check it, you?
Yeah, I wrote that the lisp was really subtle and that it worked that way.
I liked your reading. He's kind of, this character to me is kind of like over the top a little bit, so I thought your reading worked well.
Yeah.
So 3 points tonight, who we would cast as this character. We actually had all three in agreement, which probably won't happen anymore, but Actor Man, we would cast you as this character, Actor Man. You get 3 points.
And if you didn't confirm or if you didn't turn in lines, then that would leave Sonic Mega with the role. And so you get 2 points, Sonic.
Sonic Mega, you get 2 points. And then if neither one of you confirmed or if Sonic Mega was late with his lines, Sam Haft would get the role. So Sam Haft gets 1 point. So Actor Man got it for 3. Mega's got 2 points. Sam Haft has 1 point. Moving on to the next character now.
All right.
Basically, there's 5 categories. I didn't mention this. There's human, and we give him a real picture. There's animal, real picture. There's cartoon, real picture. There's cartoon animal real picture, and there's inanimate objects. There's 2 males and 2 females in all of them except for the inanimate objects. There's just 2 characters. Tregachi and I each wrote 2. I wrote that first one, that emo kid. The second male real person is written by Tregachi, and it's a guy who pretends to be homosexual in order to get women. That's the, so this is Anthony Marquez. Anthony Marquez. And first up... for that character is Actor Man. Take it, Actor Man.
Honey, nobody loves boobs more than a gay man. You can trust me. If they're only shaped, I'll be honest. Your boyfriend don't know knockers like I do. Oh, aren't you a little hot tamale? Listen, I love your abs. You must work out. You know, I know this darling little bistro in the Hamptons. I'm actually heading up there this weekend if you'd like to come with. We can sunbathe and talk about guys. Look, let's be honest here. I'm a man and you're a woman. We both have needs. It's natural. Put two and two together. My room number is 1132 when you figure it out. And wear something lacy when you do.
Will Navison, you're the next one. I said it right. I said your name right. Will Navison.
Honey, nobody loves boobs more than a gay man. You can trust me. If they're oddly shaped, I'll be honest. Your boyfriend doesn't know knockers like I do. Ooh, aren't you a hot little tamale? Listen, I love your abs. You must work out. You know, I know this darling little bistro in the Hamptons. I'm actually heading up there this weekend if you'd like to come with me. We can sunbathe and talk about guys. Look, let's be honest here. I'm a man and you're a woman. We both have needs. It's natural. Put two and two together. My room number is 1132 when you figure it out. And wear something lacy when you do.
Dark Wolf, you're up.
Honey, nobody loves boobs more than a gay man. You can trust me. If they're oddly shaped, I'll be honest. Your boyfriend doesn't know knockers like I do. Ooh, aren't you a little hot tamale? Listen, I love your abs. You must be working out. You know, I know this darling little bistro up in the Hamptons. I'm actually heading up there this weekend if you'd like to come with. We can sunbathe and talk about guys. Look, let's be honest here. I'm a man, you're a woman. We both have needs. It's natural. Put two and two together. My room number is 1132 when you figure it out. And wear something lacy when you do.
Russ, you're up next.
Honey, nobody loves boobs more than a gay man. You can trust me. If they're oddly shaped, I'll be honest. Your boyfriend doesn't know knockers like I do. Ooh, aren't you a little hot tamale? Listen, I love your abs. You must work out. You know, I know this darling little beast from the Hamptons. I'm actually heading up there this weekend if you'd like to come with. We can sunbathe and talk about guys. Look, let's be honest here. I'm a man, and you're a woman. We both have needs. It's natural. Put two and two together. My room number is 1132 when you figure it out. And wear something lacy when you do.
Ragai, take it.
Honey, nobody loves boobs more than a gay man. You can trust me. If they're oddly shaped, I'll be honest. Your boyfriend doesn't know knockers like I do. Ooh, aren't you a little hot tamale? Listen, I love your abs. You must work out. You know, I know this darling little bistro in the Hamptons. I'm actually heading up there this weekend if you'd like to come with. We can sunbathe and talk about guys. Look, let's be honest here. I'm a man, and you're a woman. We both have needs. It's natural. Put two and two together. My room number is 1132 when you figure it out. And wear something lacy when you do.
Sam Haft, you're up.
Honey, nobody loves boobs more than a gay man. You can trust me. If they're oddly shaped, I'll be honest. Your boyfriend does not know knockers like I do. Ooh, aren't you a hot tamale? Listen, I love your abs. You must work out. You know, I know this darling little bistro in the Hamptons. I'm actually headed up there this weekend if you'd like to come with. We can sunbathe and talk about guys. Look, let's be honest here. I'm a man and you're a woman. We both have needs. It's natural. Put two and two together. My room number is 1132 when you figure it out. And wear something lacy when you do.
Motley Fool, take it.
Honey, nobody loves boobs more than a gay man. You can trust me. If they're oddly shaped, I'll be honest. Your boyfriend doesn't know knockers like I do.
Ooh, aren't you a little hot tamale? Listen, I love your abs.
You must work out. You know, I know this darling little bistro in the Hamptons. I'm actually heading up there this weekend, if you'd like to come with. We can sunbathe and talk about guys. Look, let's be honest here. I'm a man. You're a woman. We both have needs. It's natural. Put two and two together. My room is 1132 when you figure it out. And wear something lacy when you do.
And last up for this character is Sonic Mega.
Honey, nobody loves boobs more than a gay man. You can trust me. If they're oddly shaped, I'll be honest. Your boyfriend doesn't know knockers like I do. Ooh, aren't you a little hot tamale? Listen, I love your abs. You must work out. You know, I know this darling little bistro in the Hamptons. I'm actually heading up there this weekend if you'd like to come with. We can sunbathe and talk about guys. Look, let's be honest here. I'm a man, and you're a woman. We both have needs. It's natural. Put two and two together. My room is 1132 when you figure it out. And wear something lacy when you do.
Oh. So we had all the males audition for this, correct? All 11?
There were 11 males?
Eight. Never mind. All 8. We have 3 females. Okay. Anyway. Actor man, I liked your accent. I would have liked a bit more manic energy, though. And it would have been epic win if you had come out of it, your accent for that last line. That would have been really
fun. Yeah. Like, the entire time I was just waiting for you to drop the act and go completely straight. But I understand that might be difficult for you.
Oh, Will Navison. I thought this was moving more in the right direction for the character. Chekatry created this one. And she has the final say on the casting for this one. She created, and I have final one say for the ones I did, though. So, what do you think, Chekatry?
I thought that you sounded really natural. I would have liked you to be more of a cliche, however. So, I mean, I was really hoping for that. But I love that you went straight on the last line, which was a nice change from Actor Man.
In my opinion, like, I don't like cliche, but, like, this character is so straight, like, he probably would do a cliche gay guy.
Yeah, this is a guy who isn't actually a gay guy, and therefore would probably put on a cliche because he doesn't know anything about real gay men.
Dark, well, this sounded like a gay Brooklyn guy, but, like, I know guys that sound exactly like you with that voice. That's what freaked me out. I didn't like the lisp so much, but a straight man playing a gay guy probably would do that. And I love that you came out of the lisp for the last line. That's, like, what I wanted to see.
I didn't believe you as a gay cliche, so that's what killed it for me.
I know gay guys that sound exactly like him, though.
I don't know anybody on the East Coast, so...
Okay.
That might... I have California gay men.
That might be where we differ.
Yeah.
Russ, I liked your energy in this. I would buy this character. I also like the subtle reading you did on this one.
Mm-hmm. I really liked your last line, too. Ragai, you were really great and over the top. It would have been nice if you'd transitioned into a straighter beat on the last line, but you were really funny and you had a lot of energy, which was really nice.
I liked your voice. I loved your characterization on this one. I like how you stressed man and woman. There was something that your readings, you do unique readings. I like that.
Haft. You made me laugh like the second I heard this, which is always a good thing. You sound sort of, I guess, like the quintessential gay man. I like that you got gradually straighter in that last line, but not like entirely straight. So it's more like you were, I guess, nudging for it as opposed to outright saying, go meet me so we can go boink in my room.
Yeah. And you were doing this like between your lines. Yeah. Like, that was really funny, too. I liked your Puerto Rican accent. It reminded me of John Leguizamo in Tu Wong Fu or something. Motley Fool, I loved your reading of Ooh and the sing-song kind of voice you had going on.
I felt it was a bit more natural sounding than cliche sounding, but I felt you got like a lot gayer on the last line, so that went in the wrong direction for me. And then Sonic Mega.
Go ahead.
Oh, I like that you changed to straight on the last line. That's always good. You sound like a complete cock, so I don't want you to be like obnoxiously annoying to that point, but I mean, at the same time, it kind of worked for me.
I liked the annoying tone of his voice.
I mean, because this character is such a prick, so it works in a way.
That picture of him, he just looks like he'd be annoying with the cookie.
I can see why so many people did like I don't know, Puerto Rican or various other variations on ethnicity for him.
I like that you came out of the voice for the third line, though, by the way.
Yeah.
So, Trigatree, who are we casting as this character?
All right, so I'm casting Sam Haft as Anthony Marquez.
To Sam Haft, and if Sam Haft does not follow through, then Rye Guy gets the part.
Yay,
so
Rye
two
Guy.
Points to Rye Guy. And if Rye Guy does not follow through, then what?
Then Sonic Mega gets the part.
Sonic Mega, then you get the part. Good job.
Woo.
All right, moving on.
Yes.